Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to do another episode of 2023's A Big Year 4, and we're going to have a look at a couple of Parramatta players, but one in particular, Josh Hodgson. Now, other guys that interest me from the Parramatta Eels, obviously Jermaine Hopgood, I've been talking about him for the last year or so. I'm very, very high on him. I believe he will make a huge splash in 2023. I think he'll be an award winner and all that for Parramatta. He's going to absolutely kill it. I think he's become a pretty popular pick amongst fans for buy of the year and whatnot, and I understand why. I've been a big fan of him for a long time. We spoke about him last year, and we're very, very keen on him as soon as we saw that he'd signed with the Parramatta. So keep an eye on Jermaine Hopgood. I am very, very high on him. He's in for a huge year at the Parramatta Eels. The other guys I'm looking at, Dill Brown and Mitch Moses, obviously. Now, they just came off their career high featuring in the grand final last season. They lose a number of troops. Obviously, Isaiah Papali'i, arguably their best forward. Reid Marnie, their hooker. And whilst there might be better hookers in rugby league, no one gives better service than Reid Marnie, so they really will miss him. And they are replacing him with a guy that can be very different, Josh Hodgson. So we'll get to him in a moment. But for Dill Brown, Mitch Moses, I'm a huge fan of both of them. I've always supported both of them. I backed Mitch Moses, been given an opportunity in the Origin Arena. Dill Brown, everyone was his best mate in 2022. In 2021, when everyone was bagging him because the stats didn't line up, I was me and Denham were on there every single week copping shit left, right, and center about this kid not being able to play. Just pointing out that stats aren't everything. The stats will come eventually. He is a tremendous player, and I think he showed in 2022. He proved us right. He proved us right 100%. So very excited about those two, but it is a big year for them. You don't want to look back in 10 years' time and Mitch Moses and Dill Brown be the guys that made a grand final a decade or so ago that had so much potential and didn't quite live up to it. There's a bit more pressure on them coming into this season without Reid Marnie. Obviously, Josh Hodgson's arriving, so it will change things. A lot of their football comes through their halves, though, and I love how ball dominant both of them are. I'm really looking forward to watching them go again, and I can't wait to see how they respond to the challenge of losing a grand final and then coming back with a slightly different squad. It's going to be very interesting. So a lot of people at Parramatta, even Brad Arthur, he's been under pressure his entire career, lost a grand final last year. Got as close as you possibly could to winning a premiership compared to every other team. If they return in 2023 and they fall off a bit of a cliff or they miss the eight or something, you can guarantee that pressure will be straight back on Brad Arthur. I don't think it should be, but I think it will be. So 2023 is a huge year for the Parramatta Eels in general. But the guy I want to talk about, I've mentioned him a couple of times, Josh Hodgson, obviously coming up from the Canberra Raiders. 33 years of age, coming off an ACL injury. 33 off an ACL. Those four words are extremely worrying in any sporting context in rugby league for a hooker. Very, very alarming. I mean, at the end of the day, 23 coming off an ACL is alarming. 33 coming off an ACL, very, very worrying. So the one... The one thing that works in Josh Hodgson's favour is that this ACL happened as early as it possibly could. It was round one last year, I believe, so he's had a long time to recover, more than your 9 months that you would normally see, and some of these guys are coming back in 8 months now. He's going to have, you know, he's already back at training, so he's going to get a full preseason in as well. Most guys that come back off ACLs, they have a very limited preseason. It's already been 9 months for Josh Hodgson, so hopefully we can see him get back to his very best, but there's no doubt about it. Age and injury is a worry. 33 isn't that old. Yeah, it's old, don't get me wrong, but it's not like it's, if he was 35, 36, I'm very worried. 33 is not that old in the modern game. It's old, but it's not crazy old. You can still have a huge impact at 33. There is no doubt about that whatsoever. But chucking the ACL at that age, I'm a little bit worried. If he didn't have the ACL, it's a very different conversation. It would depend how his form was like at the Canberra Raiders. But 33, he's seen a lot of rugby league, Josh Hodgson, across England and Australia. He's played some incredible rugby league. There was a time there where he was the only hooker that could compete with Cam Smith, and there was probably a 6 or 7 week period where I thought he probably outplayed Cam Smith during that period, which, you know, pointing out a 6 or 7 week period across, you know, 10 or 12 years of rugby league or whatever, sure, you can say I'm nitpicking there, but this is compared to the greatest ever at his peak as well. So Josh Hodgson, he's got some incredible football in him. There is no doubt about it. Hopefully he comes back from the ACL okay, and hopefully he fits into this team. Now, the guy is replacing Reid Marnie. As I said off the top, he has got the cleanest dummy half pass in rugby league right now. People will say it's hyperbolic, but he might have the cleanest dummy half pass I've ever seen. Obviously, your Danny Badiris be right up there, Cam Smith, these sort of guys. But Reid Marnie, just his pass, I'm not saying he's the greatest hooker ever or whatever, but you just watch his pass, it is incredible. He is like a rugby union nine, I was about to say seven, a rugby union nine. Very, very impressive the way that he delivers the ball, and I think it was a really underappreciated part of his game and of the Parramatta Eels game as well. You watch whenever Mitch Moses, Dill Brown, when they're getting those clean long balls out of dummy half, what Reid Marnie does, his pass is so good that he normally beats a defender with his pass. He's normally able to get his halves on the front, not only on the front foot and out in front of them, but also on the outside shoulder of their defender, which is a huge advantage, especially when you got, you know, the young, really quick halves like your Dill Brown, like your Mitch Moses. It was massive for them. So that's going to be a test for Hodgson, yeah. He's got a good passing game, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't put him like in the bottom half of passing or anything, but he's not at that absolute elite level that Reid Marnie is at. But he does have other things in his game that Reid Marnie doesn't. I would argue that Josh Hodgson got a better kicking game, which will be very handy. It was obviously very Mitch Moses dominated last year, the kicking game. Dill Brown was chiming in here and there, but it'll be great to have a kicking option like Josh Hodgson for your long kicks, your short kicks, whatever it might be. Josh Hodgson is a fantastic add in that regard. Also, I think he's a little bit more crafty around the ruck. And Parramatta, they have got a great forward pack. You've got your Borlos, you've got your Regan Campbell-Gillard, you've got your Ryan Madisons, Hopgoods, all these sort of guys. So I think that there's definitely a lot of points and a lot of opportunities that Josh Hodgson can create that potentially Reid Marnie couldn't. Reid Marnie wasn't bad with his ball playing and his craftiness, but I don't think there's any real argument that Josh Hodgson is at his best, is at another level to Reid Marnie in that department. The other thing for Reid Marnie that he had was his defense was fucking incredible. He could make 40 tackles a game and still have the same attacking side, still deliver all of his passes, come up with his plays and everything. So it's going to be a big test for Josh Hodgson in that regard. You got to remember, obviously, he's 33. He's come off an ACL injury. He's also just come off a year of not playing rugby league as well. So hopefully, as far as the rest of his body goes, that might actually help him in the long run, having that year off at age 32. It might be able to push him for an extra year or so throughout his career. But defensively, it's going to be a big test. You know that he's going to get plenty of traffic sent at him when you're looking at that Parramatta side. You've obviously got their huge forward packs. So you're going to try and pick out the smallest guy that will be Josh Hodgson. Other teams will know how crafty he is around the ruck, so they'll be trying to make him as tired as they possibly can. So it is going to be a test for him in that regard. Now, I did say that Josh Hodgson, you know, his attacking game and how crafty he is, I think it's on another level to Reid Marnie, and I have no doubt about that. The thing is, though, that these this Parramatta team, they've got to the grand final by being very halves dominant. As we said, you didn't really see Reid Marnie do a heap of ball playing around the ruck. He did it occasionally, had it in him. There's no doubt about that. A couple of kicks throughout the year. But a lot of Reid Marnie's role was to make sure Mitch Moses and Dylan Brown, get as clean ball as they possibly can. And Reid was an absolute magician at that. And it sounds simple, but it's a lot harder than what it seems, especially when you've got 40 tackles under your belt, you're playing in greasy, wet conditions. He always got it right, Reid Marnie, and it's timing that really matters. Josh Hodgson, he's got a little bit more to his game, and we've seen in the past at the Canberra Raiders that sometimes it feels like Josh Hodgson can hold the Raiders' halves back a little bit. You used to see a lot of this, particularly back in the Aiden Caesar, Blake Austin sort of era, used to see a lot of them getting frustrated with Josh Hodgson, because you would quite often, if they got the ball 20 metres out, it was like they were playing corridor rugby league. Josh Hodgson would just keep the ball around the ruck. He'd work him over with the forwards. And you know what? He was talented enough for guys to crash over, and he would do it quite often, or put in a little kick, get a repeat set or something. But you could see quite often his halves getting very frustrated. And you look at how Parramatta have built this side and how they're building it over the next few years. The Parramatta Eels can't be the Josh Hodgson show. They still have to be the Mitch Moses and the Dylan Brown show. Josh Hodgson is older now than what he was back then. He was at his absolute peak back then. He's also got better halves than what he had back then at Canberra as well. So you would hope that he's able to fit into this side a little bit better than what he did years ago at that Canberra Raiders side. Even over the last couple of years, I think you've still seen those same sort of frustrations from the Canberra Raiders halves at different points. And I think it will be interesting, as I said, because Parramatta have such a good forward pack, I think it will be very tempting for Josh Hodgson with the Junior Paulos, Regan Campbell-Gillard, Ryan Madison, Jermaine Hopgood. These guys are going to be lethal close to the line. And the temptation will be there for Josh Hodgson just to go into Josh Hodgson mode and play Josh Hodgson football and keep the ball around the ruck. So gelling in with them is going to be really important. If you can find the right balance, I absolutely love this signing for Parramatta. To say I'm confident of that happening, I'd be lying. I am a little bit nervous, to be honest with you, because I've seen how Josh Hodgson plays in the past. It does worry me a little bit if he's going to be able to get the ball out to Mitch and Dill like what Reid Marnie used to, when the temptation of his forwards is always there. But once again, Josh Hodgson at his absolute best, he can put forwards over for tries every day of the week. If he can find the perfect balance between that sort of ruck play and getting the ball to Mitch and Dill when they need it, it could be a brilliant combo. You've also got the fullback, Clint Gutherson, who's also very ball dominant. A lot of their attacking plays, the vast majority of them, come from these three guys. So now you've got another genuine ball player that's been chucked into this spine. And the thing that's going to make it tough is that, you know, years ago, Blake Austin, he would quite often dummy and run, and you could tell that some of his teammates would get frustrated. It was a really interesting team because they had Josh Hodgson, Blake Austin, and then you had the two boys out on the right, Jordan Rapana and Joey Leilua. Sometimes the ball wouldn't leave the dummy half's hands or within 2 metres of him. It would hardly ever leave Blake Austin's hands, but then whenever it went to the right wing, you would never get the ball back off Leilua and Rapana. They would just go play the ball and at dummy half and fuck around with markers and everything the entire time. So it was a very chaotic side. They managed to make it a successful side and did pretty well. But it is going to be interesting to see how he fits into this Parramatta side with their spine. It's sort of like you're adding another chef in the kitchen. How is it going to play out? How's the ball distribution going to work out? Who's going to get more ball, etc., etc.? For me, this is Mitch Moses' team, and I think that if Josh Hodgson is going to be successful, I think he needs to accept now that this is Mitch Moses' team and he's coming in there to play a role and to just make life easier for those guys, which Josh Hodgson at age 33, coming off an ACL, I wouldn't be surprised if that is 100% his mindset and he understands that going to this club, being a more experienced footballer now and having halves, that he doesn't have to do everything he can. Let them have the ball early and let them create for their side. So very interesting. I just think that relationship, it could go one of two ways. Hopefully it goes the way I'm expecting and hoping, but there is a possibility that it could go the other way and these halves could get a little bit frustrated with Josh Hodgson and the way that he plays around the ruck. Robbie Farah used to be very similar as well, and this is what happens when you get hookers that are just so talented. Sometimes they can overplay their hand a little bit, but hopefully they can find that balance. Minutes is going to be interesting. Is he going to be an 80-minute guy? Once again, 33 off an ACL. I question whether he will be or not. I do think Parramatta, it would be in their best interest to carry another hooker. I believe they got Mitch Rain at the club.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So he's another guy. I think you could see Josh Hodgson play 50, 60 minutes. I still think he'll be the dominant nine, but I think they will need another hooker there. And the other thing about this Parramatta side is that they're coming from the grand final, yeah? So they just about got the absolute peak that they could. If they drop off now, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Parramatta. For whatever reason, however you want to describe it or whatever, Parramatta, I think they feel more pressure from the media, from fans and everything, because they haven't been successful for so long. So if there is a drop-off, I think the media and everything will come after them pretty hard. Mitch Moses, he's a guy that the media loves to get at, but I wouldn't be surprised if Josh Hodgson could become that guy. If it isn't working out between Mitch, Dill, and then Josh Hodgson, I could see some dramas here potentially, because pressure will build very quickly at Parramatta if they are not relevant and successful. They have lost a lot of guys, there's no doubt about that, but I still think they should be a top eight side. I think that taking the experience gained and the confidence gained from going all the way to a GF last year, I think that they can take that into 2023. I think they can be successful. I don't think they'll win a comp. I don't think they'll be a top four team, but I think they should be in the top eight. I've got them sort of in the bottom four of the top eight as it stands right now. But Josh Hodgson, huge, huge year for him as far as his career goes. He's been one of the great hookers we've seen over the last couple of decades. I'm a huge fan of him. Injury and everything has derailed things a little bit, but at his peak, as I said, he was competing with Cam Smith. His job now, though, is to come into this side, and for the first time probably in his career, he doesn't have to be the guy. The whole team isn't relying on Josh Hodgson, and I think when you saw him get an injury a couple of years ago at the Canberra Raiders, I think it was Tommy Starling came in, they did really well. They played a different game, and that's when you saw Jack Whiten really start to go to another level, because all of a sudden, the Canberra Raiders, they weren't reliant on Josh Hodgson, and I think there was a bit of ego bruised back then, because he was a little bit younger and whatnot, and he went from the guy to a guy in this team playing a role. I think that he has to be that guy for the Parramatta Eels. I don't think the Parramatta Eels will be successful if they play Josh Hodgson ball. Not saying he will, guys, but it is a possibility of how this could play out. In saying that, a mature Josh Hodgson could go to the Parramatta Eels and say to his halves, hey, I'm here for you guys. I'm here to make your life easier. You've shown you can be successful. Tell me what you need from me, which wouldn't shock me at all. It will just be an interesting balance with this Parramatta side. And Josh Hodgson, I genuinely do think he's the key to their season. I think that he really is a low-key MVP if he gets it right and he becomes a role player in this team. And his entire purpose is just make opportunities for Mitch and Dill. Give them the best opportunity to create what they need to and to be successful. Chime in occasionally here with his kicking game with a bit of ball playing around the ruck, but it still needs to be centered around the Parramatta halves, in my opinion.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.